Fuck! can be seated. Let's sing it together. One, two, ready, go. Can be louder. Jesus, my love. Jesus, my Lord, I want to make you smile. I want to bless your Jesus.
You can actually see his face.
Jesus, my Lord.
It's a one-on-one thing. You and him.
Jesus. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus.
Ayakasa salabaha sanemanta kapaha. Sosanaha.
Oh, I want to bless. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, my Lord.
Minute, and he will mean it. What you need is a one-on-one encounter with Jesus.
Jesus, 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 my Lord. I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. Jesus, 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 my Lord. I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, my Lord.
Abba, how kaso. Oh, mahala hasa.
Jesus, answer us.
Jesus, my Lord, I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. Jesus, Jesus, my Lord.
Some of you will begin to see Jesus encounters. One on one with the master.
Hey, Jesus. Bless your heart. Jesus. Jesus.
I've heard you with the hearing of the ear. I will now see you with my eyes. Two more times.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my love. I want to make you smile. I want to wipe your tears.
There is a reason why it is called the love walk. This is the reason why our faith is different from every other religion that you find anywhere in the world. because you can actually touch the essence of the one that you worship. His desire is to make you his dwelling place. John said that this was from the beginning. It was the fellowship that is in the Godhead that was advanced to humanity. The intention of God is that you experience that unbroken fellowship that is in the Godhead. They extended it to you. The koinonia. The love of the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus, and the koinonia of the Holy Ghost. The koinonia. I said the God that you serve can be touched, it can be felt.
Jesus, my Lord. I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. Jesus, my Lord. I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart.
The scripture says that the love of God constraineth us.
Everything we do in the kingdom, for it to be worship, it has to be a response to the love of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
We began to look into the principles of territorial ministry, and the first thing we looked into is that there has to be an underlying and fundamental understanding of dominion and the kingdom, so that a man will be properly equipped to engage territorially. In fact, it is this understanding that shows you the extension of God's project that is started in your heart. Are you with me? Because there are things that we'll begin to see. It is when you get into the dynamics of this teaching, that is when you understand that everything that is outside that God wants you to interact with, He first of all built it inside of you, so that by fellowship you will understand the mystical functionalities of this. When you come out in the open, when we talk about the thrones in the territory, you will understand the reason is because there is a throne where? In your heart. When we talk about altars, you will understand the altars in the territory. The reason why is because there is an altar in your heart. Are you not getting the point? Many of the things we speak about, you will easily understand how these things will be able to impact the territory because of how much he has impacted you. And one of the things we began to understand is that when you begin to talk about the concept of dominion, which is the fundamental purpose that God created man for, according to the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Why? He said, and let them have dominion. So the reason why God created man is for dominion. But we began to understand that there is a certain kind of man that is well equipped to prosecute the agenda of dominion. He said that certain kind of man is the one that is created after the image and the likeness of God. And I need you to understand that that man that God was speaking about, as a result of the fall, there is a mutation to his image and likeness. And according to the scripture, whom man fell, one of the things that happened is that he took up the nature of the one that he submitted his rulership to. So when man fell, he took up the nature of Satan. And it so happens that there is a certain kind of being that will be able to exert the dominion of God upon the territory, because there is a prerequisite according to that scripture. There is a standard, a requirement. He said, and let us make man in our image and likeness. It seems as if the cosmos and the things that man has been sent to bring the dominion of God upon will only respond to us in the to the degree that we have conformed to the image of the one that sent us. You see, and we have noticed that since man fell and our image has been mutated after the image of Satan, one of the things that happened is that even nature rebelled against us. And we began to see that even those animals and the nature that God gave us dominion over, they rebelled against us. If lions see you now, he will eat you. The reason is not because that is how God created lion to function. It so happens that when man fell, it is not just man that was held bondage to the power of sin and the world. The scripture spoke to us in the book of Romans chapter 8. He said that even creature was held subject to bondage. He said, not willingly, but he has to be held subject to bondage, waiting for the days where there will be the manifestation of the sons of God. It seems as if the deliverance of the nature and the territory is put under subject to the seasons when you will begin to manifest. Are you with me? The scripture spoke about the manifestation of the ministry of Jesus. He said that the regions that were in darkness, they have seen light, and the light have sprung up. It was then that we began to understand that it will take a man rising in a territory for the destiny and potentials of that territory to begin to manifest. The scripture spoke about a man called John the Baptist. He said, from the days of John the Baptist, that is when we began to understand that certain things that was in the heart of God for the territory will not begin to manifest until a man that is called what? John will arise. Until you arise, there are many things that God has ordained that a man coming from your family and territory will accomplish for him, but he has not seen that certain kind of man. And God will begin to look. He said, I have made you in my image and likeness. That is the power that brings forth a spiritual dominion to a physical and manifest dominion. When you appear from that reference and framework, Satan cannot touch and question the authority with which you function. When they see Jesus, some people think he's a normal man, but when those demons see him, he said, thou son of God, what have we to do with you? They will fall down and worship him. Meanwhile, some of his disciples that walked with him never knew that the one that they were sitting and eating with was the very son of God himself, until he found himself on that mountain. And when he prayed, the visage, his countenance was transfigured, and then he was like, he tore his clothes, and when they looked upon him, his glory shined. It was then that they realized that the one they are eating with, John spoke about him. He said, I used to lean on his shoulder. That was his boast. But when he saw him on the Isle of Patmos, he fell like a dead man. The same one. It shows that he has failed to understand that the real identity of this man and what sponsors the power and the authority of his engagement during his life upon the face of the earth is the spiritual identity, the spiritual dominion, the confirmation that he has gained in his soul. That is what powers his engagement. What we see upon the face of the earth, and which is the reason why we began to touch on the impact and necessity of spiritual dominion, is that we see men that is going ahead and trying to establish the dominion of the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth that has not allowed the Holy Ghost to work his government upon their hearts. And because of that, it will be an effort in futility. Your zeal and passion is not enough. We have seen many ladies that went to win souls, and when they collected them and slept with them, that is when we found out that nothing yet has happened. Are you with me now? So when we begin to look into it, and that project dominion has not entered. In fact, when man fell, what God put in motion is what we call the redemption plan. The purpose of the redemption plan is to restore and reconcile. everything that has been lost, whether it's fellowship, whether it's kingdom, whether it's dominion, and bringing man to the same level playing ground where he is supplied with every resource that he takes for him to prosecute back the same kingdom mandate that was delivered to him in creation. Are you with me? That dominion mandate that was delivered during creation, it has not changed. And much more, God has delivered to us more arsenals and investment. The scripture spoke about the new covenant. He said that it was established on what? Better promises. So it so happens that the possibilities that is given to you as a new man is far greater actually than the one that was given to the old man, even as he at his peak. Because the destiny of God for the old man, I mean before he fell, was actually that he will get to a point where he attains the full maturity. And when that old man attains that full maturity that God intended for him, he will be conformed to the new man. The new man that is Christ. What? Are you with me? What Adam would have become if he has reached his apex, the apex of his developmental journey, what he will become is Christ. Meanwhile, when you get born again, that full identity was installed in your spirit. The only challenge is that your soul has not recognized it. And that is the reason why we engage in the processes of transformation, so that the regeneration that has found expression in your spirit will now transfer to your soul, from your soul to your body, and from thence it will find expression in the environment, the same life. Are you with me? That was why the scripture spoke about the life and the life, the ministry of life of the Holy Ghost in your spirit. He said that when you whosoever drinketh of this water, he said, out of his belly will what? Rivers of living water. And the book of Ezekiel was testifying about this river. He said that whithersoever that river cometh, he brings healing. It doesn't matter whether it comes to your village. I heard that have you seen, you have watched Nigerian movie before, and you see gods, they will fight and one will do hand like this and they disappear. That thing is not a Nigerian movie. It happens. There are places you enter like this, and you will see gods fighting. Everybody will disappear. They will be touching the door. Will be shaking like this. Go, 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 go. They will be hitting the gate. Every room. That is not the time for mortals to appear. But those days, people like Moses, they appear. He is a god. When he stayed in the wilderness, God made him into a god. He said, I've made you a god unto Pharaoh. There is such a thing as the gods of Egypt. I hope you know. Yes, there is such a thing as... But God need to make him god to be able to contend with the gods of Egypt. There are gods of this land, though. You need to be a god to contend with the gods of the land. God made him into a god. Somebody like Elijah, he will appear and look at you and say, before the Lord God whom I stand. Is you that think he is standing at Nehu? He is standing before the presence of God. His identity cannot be traced to anything that is natural. If you do an estimate with the natural, you will be fractured in your perspective. You have to travel in the realm where his identity is fully revealed. That is the challenge with many people. Sometimes some people are bogus in the natural, in the spirit. They are baby girl.
You know, one of the things I've been teaching to us, which is one of the main focus of bedpans, is that scripture that said, my little children, of whom I what? To you, what will happen? That is the purpose. That is where we are going. The extent to which a man
can have dominion in his territory is to the extent to which Christ is formed. You see, one of these days we'll get deeper into the mysteries of Christ. Meanwhile, that is a higher course, so we need to lay the foundations. That is when you begin to find out that there is what we call the inclusiveness of Christ and the exclusiveness of Christ. What we mean by exclusiveness of Christ is that God is not interested in anything that is not Christ and by Christ. Are you with me? And the inclusiveness of Christ is that the scripture spoke about the mystery of Christ in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 10. He said that the purpose of God is that in the dispensation of the ages to come, that he will sum all things up. Where? In Christ. Say in Christ. Do you know the implication? It means that every single thing that God wants to do, that he has done, that he is going to do, has been summed up where? So that is the inclusiveness. Exclusiveness is that anytime you build with anything that is now not found in Christ, that one God has rejected it. Are you with me? So the challenge with some of the things we went ahead building and calling it dominion is that we cannot see Christ in it. And this is the challenge. Anything that is not built with Christ, Satan can bring it down. In fact, I've noticed these days that Satan is no more interested in bringing down anything. He will allow you to build it and then he will hijack it. Are you with me? He will hijack it. That's what he wants to do now. He has noticed that we like activity. We like doing things. We allow you to gather. I see, I don't know why, young men, I'm a young man, they should forgive me. They will gather fellowship. Gather some boys and some girls. And then they will be doing one thing and then Satan will hijack it. When he hijacks it, you will see bickering. Some of them will start sleeping with each other. By then, you that gather them, you can't do anything about it. You are the one that gathered them. I read something somewhere that young ladies are going for. Oga, it's your people. Oh, they are going for choir practice. But before he reaches there, he branches somewhere and they are not your people. You have denied your people. Maybe your people, they will branch somewhere. So when you see those people, they will be contending for every day choir practice. You will tell them, come and fast, they will disappear. Come and pray, they will disappear. But they will be contending for what? Every day choir practice. But it's you that gathered them. Satan hijacked it. And then he started bidding. By the time he's through, you will not record it. It will be a monster that will be manifested from that thing that you are built. So Satan is no more interested in building anything. He will allow you to build, and because you didn't build with Christ, he will hijack it. What we see is many things that the kingdom people, the church, attempted that was not done by and with Christ. And then Satan hijacked it. And the challenge with that is that because it is given the nomenclature church, we will not be able to decipher and discern where and when Christ stopped. So we gather everything together and then we have been in trouble for long. We have been in trouble. The second aspect of the things that you will understand in the air is kingdom. Let's see Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1 verse 1. If you're there, say amen. If you're not there, say wait for us. You are not there. And you didn't say wait for us. Where are you?
verse 1 said, the former treatise. When you hear the former treatise, you will understand that there are two treatises, and I have taught it often, and of course you know that the first treatise was the one that is in the book of what? Where? Huh? You are correct. The book of Luke. Have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to what? Do and to teach. The implication is that whatever follows here will be both theory and what? So Jesus first of all did practicals, and then he began to do theory. But in our own case, they will teach us first and then we go and practice. But for you to be a teacher, your job is to first of all what? And then you begin to what? He said, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had what? Chosen, to whom he chewed himself alive after his passion by many what? Infallible proofs, talks about the works. So he appears to somebody like Thomas and he said, I won't believe that you are. He said, touch my hands. He said, a spirit does not have flesh and bone. Didn't say flesh and blood. He said what? Is it the same thing? You don't even know how much of a difference it makes. Is it the same thing? You have not considered it. Don't worry, we'll go into deep doctrine. Flesh and bones. Yes. It's not the same thing with flesh and blood. Flesh and blood does not inherit the kingdom. It's flesh and what? You don't know. It will shock you when you research this thing from Genesis to Revelation. These two things I said. You will now understand the reason why it is vitally important that you make the distinction. Are you with me? But that's not where we are going. So he began to show them many infallible proofs. Some of the time he will stand on Mount Olivet and then he will levitate in the air. Some of the time he will begin to tell them history that only Jesus himself knows. He begin to tell them things, a lot of things. He begin to show practical. In my own opinion, he did more miracles and signs and wonders when he rose up than even when he was, because he needed to put away the doubts, put away every single thing that he's about to go. So he needs to show them things that will take away every doubt that is in their mind. Are you with me? He said, being seen of them 40 days. So Jesus, this lecture took place for how many days? Did you notice one thing in the book of Acts of the Apostles? Many people seek the results of the Acts of the Apostles, but they are not willing to pay the price. One of the things that we notice is the consistent culture of daily meetings. I'm telling you, I have found out that for you to be able to do something significant for God, people need to be meeting every day for at least 40 days. Once you are able to do it, why am I saying this? This is a trade secret. It's not, I'm not telling you it's a doctrine. Before somebody will hear this thing and say, I said it's 40 and then it must happen. What is consistent in the scripture is daily meeting. Say daily meeting. How many days you meet is your own. For people like Paul, the scripture said that they met every day for 2 years. Say 2 years. Every day, 2 years. Yes. Have you heard of the Moravian Revival? How many of you have heard of the Moravian Revival? You have not heard of it. The Moravian Revival, they were praying every day for how many years? I think they prayed every day. Is it 1 year or 100 years? I'm not sure. I don't want to exaggerate. 100, Abby. They prayed every year, every day for 100. It was a prayer chain that never stopped for 100 years. The Moravian Revival. How many of you have heard of it? That is how things happen.
And some people actually believed that the Welsh revival was as a result of the Moravian revival. And some people believed that the Azusa Street revival was as a result of what is happening at Wells. Are you with me? So it seems as if there is interconnectivity. When the people pray and the system in this territory is no more able to carry what is happening, God will just carry it and go and drop it in another territory and be looking for men that will steward it. When it came to Wells, somebody like Evan Roberts appeared. There are few people I like in this revival team, like Evan Roberts. In fact, he is one of the people that God pointed out to me and said, go and study him. Because he is a prayer man. Huh? He is a Bible man too. In fact, he used to be friends with a woman called Jessica Penn Lewis. Have you heard of him? These are part of the people that discipled Watchman Nee. Yes. So he was grounded in it. He was a young man. He began to pray. One of the prayers he prayed that I prayed, if you go to my room, I used to write it those days. He prayed a prayer. He said, bend me, O God, bend me. Say, bend me. Bend me, O God, bend me. He said, when he found out that there is something about the will of a man that refuses to yield to God, he cried out, bend me, O God, bend me, bend me. After many seasons, he came out. He said, I have touched his flames and I bore. And I wait for a sign. My siblings know I wrote it in our room. I have touched his flames and I bore. I now wait for a sign. The whole world gathered to that man, young man. For how many years they were crying, young men were crying and wailing. And then when Jehovah came down, the fire was seen on the streets. Even the animals and nature confirmed that Jesus entered the street. Yourself is not convinced of what Jesus is doing. How are you going to convince your neighbor? And then your territory will be convinced. It was Edward McKendry Bounce that said, the prayer that has not moved your heart is too weak. It cannot move God, neither will he move the territory. Prayer that has not moved your heart, it cannot move God. And surely it takes the hand of God to move the territory. It's when he moves your heart, he moves the heart of God, then the hand of God will now move the things in the territory. So the scripture said, he began to teach them, speaking of the things, what? Pertaining to the kingdom of God. You did not notice what is happening here. Jesus rose from the dead, and according to the next chapter in the book of Acts, something happened. And the scripture spoke that the Holy Spirit came there on the upper room. He came like a rushing mighty wind. And when he came into that space, one of the things that happened to them is that they began to speak in new tongues. And the effulgence of the Spirit was so strong that they began to enter the streets like men that were drunk. Is it not true? And then certain of the men that found themselves in that territory began to give interpretation to what they see that is happening amidst these people. If you are an outsider, if you enter our midst, you will be confused. Is it not true? Because we look like men that we are drunk with new wine. That was what was happening the day of Pentecost. There is no natural man that can be able to give perspective to that matter. It took Peter from the realm of the spirit to bring perspective. Are you with me? Now, and when Peter was speaking, he told them that, don't think that these men are filled with you. It's just 9 a.m. Even though there are people, I used to watch from this window. Eh? What is 7, 6? They will be drunk like this and come out. Even on Sunday morning, they used to rush. There is behind here. My God. I think I need to tell Peter to come to this our area. He will be shocked. There are men that are drunk by 5 a.m. by six. But it seems as if in the Jewish perspective, a man is not expected to be drunk by 9 a.m. So let's give it to him according to their culture. Is it not true? So when he spoke to them, he said that this thing you are seeing is as a result of a ceremony that is taking place in heaven. Have you read the book of Acts chapter 2? You need to read it again. He said you need to understand that what is happening cannot be traced to the environmental experiences. That is as a result of a coronation that is taking place in the heaven. He said that there is a Jesus that walks amidst you, and he seems as if he's a normal man like you. In fact, in the days that he walked, they looked upon him and said, is this not the son of Joseph? But a time came, Peter giving interpretation, he said, that same Jesus is now coronated the Lord and Christ, that it was him that your father David spoke about. He said that the Lord said to my Lord, what? Right hand, until I make thy enemies thy footstool. He said, let me speak to you expressly about your father David. He said, his sepulchre and tomb, his tomb, is here with you. So the scripture that you ascribe to David cannot be talking about David, because a man that will fulfill the scripture you are talking about has to be alive. He said, it's the same Jesus. Are you with me? So it was then that we understood that the release of the scepter of the Holy Ghost out from the presence of God is a testimony to the fact that Jesus is now what? Coronated both the Lord and Christ. That means all rules and dominion has been subjected to him. Oh. It was the book of Philippians chapter 2 that began to explain to us the extent of his authority. That scripture said that there is a name that was given to him. The scope and the authority of that name spans beyond the things that is in heaven, and then things on earth, and then things what? That is the extent of that authority that was given to him. Meanwhile, Jesus knew the extent of the things that we granted to him as a result of the things that he will be able to accomplish by his death and resurrection. That was why the scripture testifying about the things that is about to suffer, he said, for the glory that was what? So that means that Jesus knew what is about to come. That was why in the book of John chapter 17, he said, the hour cometh. Glorify the Son again, that the Son might glorify you. It was then that we began to understand that the next part in the glory that the Father will receive is predicated upon the glory that the Son will receive from the Father. Are you with me? It is by the cross Jesus spoke. He said, if I be what? And that is not my point. My point is this. A man that has all this promise, a man that has all this reward and bounty waiting for him. Remember, the scripture spoke in verse 2. He said that this lecture took place after his passion. What is his passion? What is the passion of Jesus? Have you not watched the movie? Is it just his death? His suffering. Death. And what? So he resurrected. The only thing that was remaining for him is to receive a coronation service. Do you know what it means? Like when Buhari won election, sometimes it takes 1 month for a new oath of office to be sworn. Is it not true? Jesus has done, accomplished everything that he takes. All is remaining is the oath of office. He said, Kai, you look like somebody that wants to be a lecturer. No, be so. So, there is one class you missed for your student. He said, let me go back and accomplish it. Meanwhile, you just won election as the president of Nigeria. You said, my lecture is more important than becoming the president. That is what I need to tell you. That even as Jesus accomplished, what was waiting for me is coronation. All these things I explained. He said, no, let me go and finish my lecture. And in the space of 40 days, he began to teach them. Whatever made Jesus postpone his coronation and decided that it's more important to undertake that lecture, we need to examine that lecture. Is it not true? How important is that lecture? How important do you think that lecture is, that Jesus have to postpone his coronation and everything I explained now? How important do you think it is? It was verse 3 that told us that there are things he began to tell them. He said, things pertaining what? How important are the things that pertains to the kingdom? That it will take Jesus postponing his coronation. That is why, if you will understand it, if you understand territorial ministry, then you have to understand the kingdom. Say the kingdom. That is everything that God thinks about. We need to understand that God is your father, is it not true? But he's also a king. Say a king. I've seen people say they are king. I've even seen ladies say they are king. Is it not true? Have you not heard it? Some of you have even used it. Anyway, that's not my point. I don't want to digress to that point. What I'm trying to tell you is that you will not be able to understand the context of the ministry and the assignment that God has delivered to our hand until you begin to understand things pertaining what? To the kingdom. That is the reference point. There are many things you can decide to be doing for God. If you don't understand the kingdom, I assure you, you will enter into error. In fact, and that is with all sincerity. You see, we cannot remove the fact that many people engaged many endeavors for God with all sincerity and desire to accomplish good things for him. But after some seasons, what they notice is that simply because they did not gain kingdom perspective, that agenda was not able, it was not accomplished. Are you with me? Because what God is seeking is what? A kingdom. For example, now you can decide to become a very rich man, prosperous. A man that has not understood the context and perspective of the kingdom and became very rich, it is a waste. It didn't profit us anything. It didn't profit us anything. And that means, if kingdom is your mindset, when you engage the financial sector, there are certain businesses you can do. Is it not true? If kingdom is your mindset, if kingdom is what we are seeking, you will now understand that it is not about the money. If you make it about the money, mammon will buy your soul. It's kingdom. When you make kingdom the focus, and then make other things a consequence of kingdom focus, one of the things that you will begin to see is that even when you are going to school, you will understand you are not a student. Imagine if you enter campus. What will happen to that campus? From the gate, you will begin to see the territorial beings and begin to do spiritual mapping. Some students will think they are fellow first year students. They won't know you are an oracle. A deity entered the gates of the campus. He is carrying cargoes. Very soon you begin to introduce it. You will think you and somebody is in the... I'm telling you what happens. There are agents of darkness that is sent to campuses. Some ladies entered, and before they reach 200 level, they have baptized 100 other ladies to lesbianism. Is that one a student? Is you that is looking for a certificate? That one is interested in the reason why they sent her. The result on the certificate is irrespective. Are you in the university? You need to be there. I was there many years ago. I went to Futo. I told them, you need to ask people that went to university. Some of them have been out for the last 7 years, 10 years. You need to ask them what they are doing with their certificate. Some of them never got to use it. They are into business now and they are doing well. Are you with me? Some of them
walked, and after walking for some time, they got angry with work and started entrepreneurship. They found out that, can you be paid 12 times in a year? One day, think about it. Think about it. You are paid 12 times in a year, and your mother will come and say, my daughter is a banker. She works in First Bank, and you'll be a slave all your life. Now, when you know this, you will now understand, why am I even going to school? Because going to school is fundamental. Education is fundamentally important to the execution of your destiny. When a man has a kingdom mindset, when you arrive in campus, you set your coordinates right. Kingdom perspectives help you to set your coordinates right. When you find yourself in the hospital, why are you there, Doris? Why are you there? Have you asked that question? Very soon, your internship will finish. No, be so. How long have you stayed now? Already? How many is remaining? Nah, it's half time. It's half time. I'm telling you, when I was going for youth service, that year 2014 was strange for me, because it was the year I had the encounter. I had the encounter with the Lord, and the glory sat, and there are things God taught me. I can't say that it's not good, but for months there are many things that God taught me. But I will tell you one thing, because it is what I acted upon. God began to show me where I'm going for my youth service. I saw in an open vision, I saw an orientation camp. He didn't tell me the place, but I just knew that I can't go anywhere for my youth service. Before everything now finished, when my posting came out, I found myself at Ogun State. As soon as I saw the NCCF meeting place, I knew I've seen it in the spirit. I knew this is where I was going. But before then, I was on a 72 days fast, because God have already told me what I'm going there to do. Are you with me? Did I go for youth service? When I now went, I was actually going to work. I was serving in a PPA, and it was a primary school. When I entered there, my boss now told me that I need to know why I am here. I am here to teach in this school. I laughed. I said, this man don't even know anything. So I left. Do you know where I'm coming from? Say, do you know where I'm coming from? I'm coming here to come and be teach. And you say the reason why I'm here. May that not be the reason why you are there. You are an undercover agent. Do you know what God built inside you? He introduced you as a cargo into the territory. He is trusting you to bring a new civilization in that place. You don't know the trust that the kingdom has upon you. You need to have kingdom mindset, kingdom perspective. You need kingdom built into every aspect of your fabric. Anytime you appear, that is why. I think you need to listen to that message by my father in the Lord too. The sent mentality. Have you listened to it? You have been to Adulam and you say they give it to every single person in Adulam. Is it not true? It's part of the things that you use. I was there, some of the students, they were asking me questions on it. The sent mentality. The apostolic tool can crack any territory. When a witch enters a place, it's you that is asking. He's asking, how can I propagate my project? You came there, and you can come there and be searching for. Some people will say, I want to go to Lagos for youth service. That's a mistake. I'm not saying you can't go to Lagos, but the reason why you want to go to Lagos is to find new job and then find new eateries and then find new. See the way a lady is. My sister, there are places in Lagos, so hey, if your Christianity never enter, no go there. There are some places you enter like this, your alawi will finish in one sitting. How many of you have done youth service here? You are Alawi. It will finish in one sitting. Alawi no be anything for those places. And then you will be working, they will be paying. And then the hustle and bustle and busyness of Lagos will consume your passion. Before you know it, you will be dry. Dry like wilderness. So when the man told me his teaching that I came for, I told him you made a mistake. Because the reason why I was there is NCCF that brought me to Abeokuta. Actually, if there are some fundamental assignment that if you are given, there is only one place to execute it, only at the state capital. So one of the things that happens is that you can write a letter to be reposted to the state capital. If you were posted elsewhere and your assignment requires you to be where? In the state capital. There are some people that is in the state football team, NYSC football team. You have to be where? In the state capital. So if you are posted out, you can write a letter to be posted in. Just like people write, they write letters to be transferred out. Is it not true? So me, I was posted to Abara. Do you know where is Abara? Ah, how many of you are around that area now? Ogun State, Abara is where you have the greatest concentration of food and allied industries in this nation. Do you know what I studied in the university? I studied food science and technology. So that's where they posted me. So I was in tune, no be so. So I had plans. Jesus, I had plans. So when God now said we are going to Abeokuta, and I left where I could have furthered my profession and went to Abeokuta, one man said why I was there is to teach in his school. I say, if you see the way I laughed, I didn't come to work for 3 days. Me that used to come by 6:30, I didn't come for 3 days. Do you know the reason the thing happened? I will be writing lesson notes till 3 a.m. in the morning. Some people come and say, hi. They thought I was praying. Light was shining. They thought I was doing Bible study and praying. They didn't know his lesson notes. Every day till 3 a.m. I say, this is what my mother gave birth to me to do. And I will come in the morning from assembly at 7 a.m. We will continue till 5 in the evening. By the time I'm arriving in the family house, I will find something to eat, do the evening devotion, and I will start. And then we do, but by it's 9. Then we are still incoming escorts. I will now rush and start writing lesson notes till 3 a.m. again, every day. After 2 weeks, I checked myself in the spirit. I was looking for myself in the spirit. I couldn't find myself. Something kicked in. My training kicked in. I knew I was in trouble. I went to the man to, please, I wanted to agree with him because I heard that he's a pastor and he formerly served in NCCF. So I believe he should understand this thing. When the man told me this thing, I knew that said, that's when I knew it's not about the man. I initially thought he was, are you with me? That I can agree with him, we'll do some compromise. That's when I knew Satan was interested in what God sent me to do. That's how you will die before you have even started. You will give excuse with, in fact, when I finished that one, another one that cropped up was even NCCF. Because, are you with me? Ministry can zap you of fellowship with God. Not knowing that what is ministry itself is the life that you receive from fellowship with God. Once that life is missing, then what you are doing is activity. Something that could have made impact for God will zap you of spiritual energy. So you can be serving well in NCCF, but you are dying. You have not been able to do anything for God. When I realized that, I off my phone every Saturday morning and I will disappear into the woods. I will appear in the evening, clothed. Say clothed. I was clothed. Don't be naked. Don't be found naked. Don't be found naked. when I agreed with you, the man told me, do you know this thing you are doing, we give you extra year in your youth service. I rejoiced. I said, more year to deal with, more time to deal with Satan. You know, Satan, he's afraid of people like us. So it's you that is afraid of adding extra year for you. If they give you extra year in campus and you are on fire, it's more time to deal with Satan. There is a way you will be doing things in campus. Satan will graduate you fast. Because the more you stay there, the more trouble you will cause. Is it not true? When I heard it, if it's you, you will be disturbed. Hey, I will not finish you service. People that finish you service together with you, some of them have not gotten job. So where are you rushing to, my friend? Some of the time, even if you finish your service, God will keep you in that location for one more year, so that you will be able to iron out your convictions. By the time you leave that place, the way you will be stepping, it will seem as if you and God live in the same house, because not one mistake. I tell you of a sincerity without missing words, the things that happened to me from 2013 to 2015 is what I'm still living on till today. Those encounters and the convictions and the understandings and the things that I wrote down, that is the things we are living on. If you see the things that happened those days, it was after 8 months engagement on God, he now told me that what stopped my father will not stop me. 8 months. That was when the curse was broken. Meanwhile, I thought I was stabbing. I was busy pursuing God. I didn't know on the path of spiritual progress is littered things that is inclusive. Deliverance was inclusive. That's when I knew that we will succeed. Then we came out and said, glory! Say glory. Say kingdom. When I had that kingdom, anytime you appear, you'll be looking for how to bring cargo. How to bring cargo. How to bring cargo. How can we bring kingdom in this place? You are thinking of certificate. A kingdom man is thinking of how do we establish the rulership of Zion in this place. You come to the marketplace. We are thinking of how do we bringing the kingdom in market is not organizing prayer. The problem with people is that anytime we talk about this, they'll be looking for hostel fellowship, market fellowship. That's all they think about kingdom. No, the way is to set yourself first on fire. Say, set yourself on fire. That's what John Wesley said. He says, I will set myself on fire, and then men will come and watch me burn. There is a way you set yourself on fire, men will come and watch you burn in the territory. There is something I want to touch today, but if I enter it, we will not leave. There are many things we need to touch. I will show you by next week the things that make up the structure and texture of a territory, so when you enter the place, you will know what to do. Next week we see it. Some things like thrones and portals. There are things like portals. There is a day my mother told me that when she married Ellie, in our house, the backyard, before they built all those things there, he said that she went there and she was farming near the end of the land where we joined with the other people. And a woman, the elderly woman that lives in the other house, the other side, came and told her, who told you to be here by 7 p.m.? Say 7 p.m. He said that there is a beast that used to swallow people in this place. I'm telling you. Actually, we know it's true. Yes. It was with my father that curse was broken. My grandfather married 2 wives. How many wives? 3 wives. And the first one gave birth to 10 children and they all died. My grandfather continued to look for a child. Especially finally they gave birth to a daughter and then no male child. Then after all the things that he did, my father now came. My father's name is Irie Menam
It means, actually, is another way of saying Ozemenam. That means he is the tenth one. He said, let this tenth one not die. Are you with me? Let this tenth one what? So there is a beast that used to eat people in that place. Imagine when you come to that my compound, it looks fine. It looks fine, but the spiritual texture of the territory is a terrible wilderness. I have told you the story. It was when my mother interceded for 10 good years, and then she was taken up to a high place in the spirit. There is a place in my area, because I'm coming from a lineage of where the ruling family in my village. Eh? So in front of our Obi is a place where a deity, the shrine of the deity of the village, is in front of that place. The thing, they have removed it, but there are two trees in that place, and that place signifies the highest point in the whole of the village. When my mother interceded for 10 years, then she was taken and stood on top of that place. There are high places, my brother. Don't worry, next week we excavate. That's why, you are a woman, you want to marry. God is stopping you from marrying that man. You don't know why. He said, I love him. You are going into trouble that will eat your life, my friend. Say, I love him. Love what? That's how your destiny will be swallowed. You look at a compound, you are seeing tall story building and everything. In the spirit, the place is a wilderness. It was a woman that mentored my mother those days. He told my mother that every woman that was married into our extended family, that there must be one imbecile in your family. Every family has one imbecile. My mother took the woman took my mother and showed her every family, and then we saw it was true. He told my mother, this is how I stopped it. Start now before you have given birth to anything. That is why my mother sat on all of us like this. When she was taken up to that high place, she now looked and saw our compound. When she saw our sheep that time, not the present one, the father those days. And when she saw the sheep, the sheep was carrying a very big, you know, this native basket they used to carry yam. That's what the sheep was carrying. And our land is very small. It's not as big as this place. But the things that was packed from it. Hey! So, the sheep started from the back, and two young men, tall, of course, they were angels, followed him. And they were picking things and putting on it. Picking things and putting on it. Picking things from this small piece of land. I'm trying to tell you that there are textures to territory. We excavated. By the time they reached the middle of our land, that is not just a little bigger than this, the middle. Huh? What happened was that the sheep, the weight of what he was carrying, he was in. He wanted to drop it. My mother stood where he was and shouted, Jesus! The man received strength and was carrying it. And the angels, their job is not to stop the man or to do anything. No. Their job is to what? Do excavation, digging. Eh? That is real family deliverance. It's not that one you are doing. This is real family deliverance. When they continue picking, by the time they reach the... By the time they reached the end of that our compound, before it was no gate that was there. There were a series of palm trees that was lining up, signifying the end of our boundary. My brother, the things I know is older than me. That's why I operate the way I operate. I have seen things. So, what happened is that the man came to that junction. He wanted to drop it again. My mother said, Jesus! The man now carried it. And then continue walking. If he wants to drop it, my mother will shout until her eyes could not see it. And suddenly, what she saw in an instant was buildings coming up from that place, because as of then we have lived with my uncle for many years and there is no hope of a house. It was there that my mother saw new houses sprang up and there is no water touching everywhere. It didn't manifest that way physically, because men, let me not go there, that's another thing. But that was when I began to understand that you cannot understand the texture of a territory from what you see in the natural. You have to travel in the spirit to understand the structures that are put in place that informs the civilization that is there. If you go to that kind of place to do ministry, how do you do ministry there? That's the problem. Are you with me? That is the things we'll be, that's one of the things we will look into next week. So when you enter every territory, what you come is with a kingdom mindset. Once you look in the territory, you say, I come in the name of the Lord. One of the things that was testified in the scripture was Jesus came to a place. He said, there is what they call the Baruch Haba, Shema Adonai. He said, blessed is he. That what? That is how we enter into territories. And then our voice will be heard in the heavenly place. Whatever it takes, we pay the price. We pay the price. We pay the price and establish the new kingdom. You see, are you with me now? That is why Jesus took time and taught them things pertaining to the kingdom. So when the apostles left that place, every single thing they are doing and the circumference of their engagement is formed and informed by things pertaining what? To the kingdom. If it's not kingdom, they are not interested. What have you been doing? If we bring your engagement and trace it and measure it with the tools of the kingdom, how many will remain? Something as simple as your prayer point. Bring your prayer jotter, bring it. Let's use kingdom and check it. Open. Everybody, open your prayer jotter. No need. There is no time. I need to show you that many prayer jotter has no kingdom in it. And I need to warn you, be careful of what you pray for, because you are going to see it manifest in your life. It was, I didn't know, I heard men pray about this many years ago and I learned from them. And I began to pray it. Psalms chapter 2, I think verse 8. He said, ask of me and I will give you the hidden for what? Thy inheritance. And the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. And I was in my father's church and I was on a 9 days fast and I was saying, give me, oh God, give me, oh God. When I finished, nothing happened. Also, I thought, say nothing happened. But anyway, I thought that nothing happened. One of the things that happens when you begin to pray and engage like this is that your mindset will change. Something will happen in your heart first. You begin to see things by the kingdom. You will look beyond yourself and look to what God is trying to do. Jesus is trying to reclaim the territories that has been lost to Satan. There are many places that we are considered to the enemy. Are you with me? So he is looking for you to see it. As long as in your family Jesus is not yet seated, the kingdom has not come in that place. The scripture said, pray like this. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is what? Done in heaven. Say, thy kingdom come. You need to be taught the ways of the kingdom so that you know what it means for the kingdom to what? Come. What does it mean that the kingdom has come? People talk about kingdom, but they don't know kingdom. They don't know that there is a frame of reference that informs the oppressions that is found in the heavens of God. That thing is what God is seeking to find expression in this our realm. It means that a time will come that anywhere we find ourselves, the only thing that is engaged, the information, the civilization that is in that place, is the will of God. Anytime you come in a frame of reference and what is done there is simply and totally the will of God, the kingdom has come there. That is why the kingdom has to be born first in your heart. When the will of God has been done in your heart, it will begin to affect your territory. Are you with me? That there is a government that the Holy Ghost first of all brings to your heart. That you can't talk about kingdom without government. Is it not true? The intent of kingdoms is to bring the government of God upon every place. I want you to pray one prayer. Oh God, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in my heart, be done in my family, be done in my school, be done in my place of work, be done in our nation, be done in our territory. God, teach us the ways of the kingdom. Teach us. Teach us the ways of the kingdom.
For 1 minute, pray. Siakomre taha tadate satemanta brata hata kamre. Haina mahasante rakota papahantalia. Anytime you enter into any place, all you see is the kingdom. If you enter the marketplace, you see the kingdom. Enter your family, you see the kingdom. And the cry in your heart is, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in my family, thy will be done in my school, thy will be done in my campus, thy will be done in my church, as it is done in heaven. Oh, oh, teach me your way out. Teach me a way out. Oh, oh, teach us your ways, teach us your ways, oh, oh, teach us your ways, teach us your ways, and for the space of 40 days, he began to teach them things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And when those men rose from that place, in the space of some years, the scripture spoke about certain of them. He said that they turned the city upside down. These are men that they are educated, they are taught in the ways of the kingdom. Paul came to a city. He said he tarried there for the space of 2 years. Some of them thought he was just disputing. They thought he was just speaking philosophies. They didn't know that what was in his heart was kingdom. He's interested in conquering the kingdom. And in the space of some years, the whole of the Asia Minor fell to the sword of the Christ. He fell to the kingdom. Teach us your ways, O God. In the place of your business, you don't see money, you see kingdom. You don't see marriage, you see kingdom. You don't see job, you see kingdom. You don't see school, you see kingdom. You don't see church, you see kingdom. Teach us your ways, Yah. Oh, oh. Teach us your ways, Yah. Teach us your ways, Yah. The purpose of God is to bring the rulership of the kingdom of God by a certain kind of church, a territorial governing church. Bringing the rulership of the kingdom. Any place that certain kind of church finds expression through the vessels of the members, the bona fide members of the ecclesia, it will be another opportunity for the kingdom of God to expand. I need you to cry to God and say, use my vessel to expand the kingdom. Let all my engagement be an opportunity for you to expand your kingdom. use every of my engagements, all of my relationships, all of my businesses, all of my studies, all of my travels, all of the things that I find myself doing, let it be an avenue for you to explore, for you to increase, for you to advance the frontiers of the kingdom. Bring to my heart an understanding that is beyond the education that men can give me, something that is factored and formed to the frame of my soul and being, that I begin to see kingdom in everything that I do. I see kingdom in church. I see kingdom in ministry. I see kingdom in evangelism. I see kingdom in everything. I see kingdom. Anything I do, I see kingdom. It's about the kingdom. The scripture said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. He said, for everyone that seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he said, every other thing will be added to you. Teaching your wisdom. Oh, 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 teach me your wisdom. Teach me your wisdom. Oh, 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 teach me your wisdom. Teach me your wisdom. Oh, oh, teach me your wisdom. We meet again next week Tuesday by 5 p.m. We trust God to take us deeper and higher in Jesus' name. You can come and cast your seed, your offerings, your tithes. You are blessed.